You're listening to the Displaying Grace podcast, where we equip and encourage women to thrive in their walk with Jesus every day. We're your hosts, Michelle and Jessica. Grab your coffee and your Bible, and let's follow him together. Welcome back to episode 7 of the Displaying Grace podcast, and today we are talking about hitting pause. And this month we've sort of been focused on summer and what that looks like, and hitting pause was just sort of a natural next step after we talked about how we would be spending our summers with our families. And I think one of the biggest things that we as women, wives, moms, just women in general, we really struggle with rest and finding balance in all the things.
Allowing ourselves to stop.
Right.
Just stop.
I have a problem with, you know, I get overly ambitious. I think we talked about this in the last podcast where, you know, you look at the Pinterest board and you're like, I'm going to do all of those things. And I get really ambitious, but then I underestimate what my capacity really is. Yeah. And I really underestimate my need for slowing down and resting until my body's like, hey, I'm still here. And yeah. I need you to like feed me and allow me to rest a little bit. It'll start screaming at me if I don't take care of myself.
Yeah. And I read something the other day that said, when you are resting because you are worn out, you need to remember that you're not wasting the day doing nothing. You're doing exactly what you need to do. You are recovering. And I love that, because so many times when I rest, it's almost like I feel like I'm failing, like I'm not up moving, I'm not doing the things that I need to do, like I shouldn't be resting, like I shouldn't allow myself to rest. When I know that my body needs it, I know my brain needs it, my heart needs it, everything needs to rest. But I think sometimes when I feel like I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, taking a nap or I'm resting and not really doing anything, it's like, oh, the day's wasted. I've done nothing all day. When in all reality, I have. I've allowed myself to just sit back and kind of chill out a little bit, you know, without having to do all the things.
So let's do this. Let's define this rest. Like if someone were to ask you, like someone's listening to the podcast and they're to say, okay, what is this rest thing that you're talking about? How would you define rest?
Well, you said earlier, I don't rest.
You don't.
I personally don't rest. But I think if I had to define it, I mean, there's so many ways, and I think it's going to look different for everybody.
Right.
But I think for me, it is allowing myself to just stop, to break away and kind of disconnect from everything. Because as a blogger, as a you know, podcaster, as a writer, all of these things, I'm constantly in front of a screen. I'm in front of the computer. Mm-hmm. I'm in front of my phone. We FaceTime a lot, you know, and social media with just all of that. I think it's disconnecting and kind of reconnecting to my family, to my husband, to my bed. Can I say that? Reconnecting with, I have a love hate relationship with my bed, because every night I get in and I'm just like, oh, this is the best thing in the whole world. But then I want to stay in it. I just want to stay there for a really long time.
I do love my bed.
And I have to kind of peel myself out of it in the morning. But I think, yeah, for me, it's just kind of disconnecting from all of the things that I have to do and just being still.
And I think for me, resting looks different depending on the season. You know, some seasons are much more fast paced than other seasons. And so just being still, not having to go anywhere or do anything, and you know, hanging out in your sweatpants or whatever, yeah. that for me is rest. If I can lay and watch a movie with the kids, or just being able to sit and read a book and just enjoy reading a book for just the sake of doing so. Mm-hmm. I feel like God's taught me a lot about rest over the years, that it looks different. It's not always, you know, our first reaction when we think rest is like sweatpants on the couch with a bag of chips, right. watching a movie or whatever, when really God's intention for rest is for us to rest in Him.
Right.
And so we have to really sort of evaluate how we look at this rest and what hitting pause on things really looks like, especially in the summer. Sometimes it's easier in the summer. Sometimes it's harder in the summer because you have things to do. You still have mm-hmm. places to go, whether it be work or camp or all yeah. the endless activities that come your way. So I think defining what rest really looks like is important. And I think mm-hmm. you're right in saying it looks different for every person.
Yeah. There's still, you know, like for me, there's still, and for everybody really, there's still meals to be cooked.
Right.
There's still baths to be given. There's still clothes to be washed. There's still homes to be cleaned. All of that stuff has to go on. I can't just say I'm going to step back and not do any of those
right.
things. They still have to be done. So for me, and I like what you said, you know, God wants us to rest in Him. And you know, Matthew 11:28, you know, He says, come to me and I will give you rest. And there for me is an overwhelming, in a good way, an overwhelming peaceful feeling about resting in God, resting in God's word. When I can sit, when there's nothing else going on, when I don't have to worry about anything else for the day, there's no errands to run, you know, the house is in decent shape, the meal's cooked or something's in the crock pot or whatever, and I don't have to worry about a whole lot, but I can sit with God's word and I can study and I can be fed myself.
Right.
And, you know, let Jesus pour into me by reading His word. There's an overwhelming feeling of rest that comes with that alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of resting for me too, is making that time to rest in God's word and just spend time with Him, because I have days where I could just sit and be in God's word all day long. You know, and time would go by, and before I knew it, it'd be the nighttime.
And I think there's, you know, a real strong part of this where, you know, talking about what does rest look like realistically when you have children in your home, or you have to be in the office all day, or whatever, or wherever you might be throughout your week. What does rest realistically look like? And I think for me, I always thought, oh, I need a whole day to be able to rest.
Right.
Or I need to do this to be able to rest, or that to be able to rest. But God wants us, when we are looking for rest in Him, when we are seeking that Sabbath, that rest in Christ, that rest in God, that rest in the work of the gospel, when we are resting in that, we can have that time of rest at any point in our day when we open mm-hmm. God's word, when we sit down to pray. And, you know, it goes back to this idea of quote unquote quiet time. Mm-hmm. I'm doing air quotes. You can't see it. Quote unquote quiet time. Because when we are able to have that time where we pull away, whether it's first thing in the morning or at night mm-hmm. or at our lunch break, wherever it is, whenever it is, when we pull away, we open the word, we seek God out, we're looking at what He has to say, the Holy Spirit is teaching us, showing us, and revealing Himself to us. When we are doing that, it recharges us. Mm-hmm. It recharges who we are as women. Like, it allows us to be better wives. It allows us to be better mothers. It allows us to work better in the workplace and mm-hmm. love people better. And so when we see that as a form of rest, but then when we also see that sometimes hitting pause means that we're going to say no to other things.
Yeah, that's a lesson I've had to learn a lot over the years, is not to overfill my plate. And I think I said this on another episode a few years ago. We had a, I don't know what you want to call it, conference, retreat,
right,
at our church. And I taught a class of how full is your plate? And this was really what it was about, is about learning to say no to things, because when your plate is so overflowing with the things that you feel obligated to say yes to, whether it's because of just personal reasons or because, you know, you feel like if you say no, then you're not, you know, involved in the ministry. That was my biggest thing, is, you know, I felt like if I said no to these things, then I wasn't working hard enough. I wasn't doing, you know, what God wanted me to do, or being involved in certain ministries. But what happens is when our plate becomes too full of all of these things that we say yes to, then the important things start to fall off our plate. You know, you think of a buffet, and you go and you take your plate up and you load it down with all the stuff that you want to eat that look good, but what about the things that are good for you, the important things, your vegetables or your fruits? When you pile all of this junk on top of it, the important things start to slide off.
Right.
And for me, that happened. And the important things were my family and my home, my children, my husband. Those things started to kind of fall to the wayside because I had so many things that I was trying to have my hand in. It's like my hand was in too many pots at one time. A lot of analogies going on here. A lot of food analogies. Can you see that? Pots and plates and food. And
not to quote Ron Weasley or anything, but he did say it, and he says it well. She needs to sort out her priorities.
Yeah.
You know, Hermione was concerned that, you know, she might die or worse, be expelled. And he said she needs to sort out her priorities. And I love that line. It's like one of my favorite lines from all the movies, because it resonates with me, and it's such a reminder. I need to sort out my own priorities and what's important. And, you know, we have seasons where we have to sort of step back and look at the bigger picture and say, okay, what can be removed from me? Like, what needs to be done by me and what can be done by others? And, you know, I'm sort of in one of those seasons again where my plate is really full, launching a book and doing all of those things. And I have to ask myself the question, like, what can be removed from my plate?
Right.
Where it's, I'm focusing on what I need to be focusing on, but I still can give my family my time and my focus and my attention. And I can also rest.
Right.
And so saying no is hard. Saying no is so difficult, because I am a
people pleaser.
I'm a people pleaser. I'm a two. I'm an Enneagram two. Like, people
talk. I don't know what mine is.
People talk about those all
the time.
I'm
just not hearing about those.
So if you would like to know, Michelle's a two, two wing three. But anyway, I'm a people pleaser. I'm very much a people pleaser. I want to make everyone happy. I want to help everyone. And I'm learning that I can't do that and be healthy myself. So learning to say no is very, very valuable for me to be healthy.
And we've said this before. When you don't pour into yourself, you cannot, you will have nothing to give. When you have depleted everything that you have inside of you to do all the things for everybody else,
right,
you have nothing left to pour into your husband or your children or even your friends. You know, and I think that's a big thing for me. My children and my husband are my number one priority. They, you know, are my gifts that God has given me. And sometimes I look at that and, like Michelle said, I have to think about, you know, nobody else can take care of them like I can and like I'm supposed to. But these other things that I'm saying yes to, that's taking my time away from those priorities of my husband and my children, can somebody else do those things? You know, somebody else can't take care of my family. I can, but somebody else might be able to serve the food at the church luncheon or, you know, whatever it may be. So yeah, I think we have to, we definitely have to prioritize, but hitting pause, I think, and resting also means being able to refill our cup so that we can pour out into others.
And, you know, it's, I think, assessing to like where you are and what you can handle. You know, I know some things in life are a luxury, like having someone clean your house. It's like super luxury. Yeah. But we had a season where we had to pay someone to clean our house because mm-hmm. I was helping my mom care for my sick grandmother. Right. We were in and out of the house. Time was very limited. And it was one of those things that I just could not keep up with. And so for a season, a very short season, we had someone come and clean our house for us. Mm-hmm. And it was great. And I miss her every week. But now that we've shifted out of that season, we no longer utilize that. But there are there are times in our lives where we have to say, hey, like, I can't do all things. Sure. I need help. And so I think that comes in the rest. Like when we, it's almost like the button from Staples. So you press the button.
The easy button.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a pause button that says, look, I can't do all of these things. Mm-hmm. I can't be all of these things, because then we're worn out and we're burnt out and we're of no good to anyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, quiet time is so vitally important. And I use that word quiet, let's say Bible study time, because quiet time, I feel like it's never quiet time. Like this morning when I'm sitting down and I'm reading my Bible, and within 10 minutes, I had a short person like over my shoulder, mm-hmm. ready to go to summer camp. So right. It's not always quiet, but my Bible study time, I need it. Mm-hmm. I need to be in the Word. I need to hear from Him. I need to pray. I need all of those things. Yeah. I have to have that.
It's almost like it's your refueling station.
Right.
You know, you have to... I love all the analogies that I'm using today. It's a recharging of your batteries. You know, you think... I think of my cell phone, and it constantly dies. My car constantly is running low on gas. And without the recharging of those things, they die. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't work anymore. I shouldn't say die. They do, but, you know, they don't work anymore. Without the refueling of my car, it's not going to do the things that I need it to do. Without the recharging of the battery of my phone, it's not going to do what I need it to do. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for us and the same for our mm-hmm. bodies and our lives. If we don't recharge ourselves, if we don't stop and rest and hit that pause button, then we can't do the things that we need to do, because we're going to be running so low mm-hmm. on fuel or on battery mm-hmm. that we're not going to function properly.
Well, it's reframing how you view rest. You know, when we, our immediate instinct, like I asked you how you view rest, and even for me, like reading books or whatever, mm-hmm. when we reframe our view of rest to look at it how God looks at rest, mm-hmm. you know, we know in Genesis that He had a day of rest. Right. We know that God doesn't need rest. He's right. God. But He created a Sabbath. He commanded it of His people that they observe the Sabbath, that mm-hmm. they observe this day of rest. And in Hebrews chapter 4, it says, there is still a Sabbath for God's people, because He knows that we need rest. Right. And we forget that we are limited. We are not God. Right. We are not here to live forever. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are fragile.
We can't do all the things right. all the time for all the people.
Right. We like to think that we're superheroes mm-hmm. and we're not. You know, we have fragile bodies, fragile minds that need to stop. They need to mm-hmm. rest. They need to rest in the Word of God, and for us to be reminded, as Paul says, that in our weakness, that's where He is strong. Mm-hmm. He is strong in those places, and we are weak people. We just yeah. are. And so when we rest in that, when we rest in his strength, when we rest in who he is, when we rest in the gospel, that's where we find true rest. Mm-hmm. It's sitting down and reading a book on the couch is awesome and great. And I always feel really good after it's done and relaxed.
Right.
But there is nothing like the rest that is found when we open the word and we can let go of all the burdens that we are carrying around and we can just leave them there.
And pray before, you know, that, like, that's what I do. Pray before I open God's word, that he will just clear my mind and help me not to focus on anything
yeah.
other than him. When I'm in his word, when I'm reading, when I'm studying, help me to, forget about the things that I have that are going on. We have a mutual friend on Instagram, Amy Hale, and she had this thing posted one day where she actually sits down and she writes it out, and it's a brain dump, and she just pours out everything that she has to do that day. You know, whether it's doing the laundry or giving someone their medicine or cleaning the house, going to get groceries, dumping the trash, whatever it may be. Put all your thoughts down on paper mm-hmm. that you know, that are kind of clouding your brain, clouding your mind, and allowing you not to focus on God's word. Write those things down,
mm-hmm.
push them to the side,
mm-hmm.
and then focus on his word.
You know, I'm often reminded too, like, you know, all of these other things, they can wait, but God can't
yeah.
wait.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to make God wait for my time.
Right.
And
he shouldn't be second priority. He
right.
should be first priority.
So I think as you're going through the summer, as you're preparing and doing all of these things with your family, maybe your kids are headed to camp all summer, maybe you're working hard in an office, whatever you are doing this summer, choose to reframe rest and look mm-hmm. at it from God's perspective and rest in him, rest in his word, rest in who he is and the finished work of the cross. And choose to press pause. Choose to say no to things that may not be as important right now
yes.
that someone else can do instead of you. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Displaying Grace podcast. You can find all of the show notes at displayinggrace.com. So grab your coffee
and your Bible and
let's follow him together.